Product disposition. Once a return is accepted, disposition of the returned goods needs to occur. And this process needs to support policy, cost, sustainability, quality, and supply goals. Note that in operations, disposition also refers to what to do with a material once it has been processed at a work center. But here we focus on the disposition of returns. The disposition of returns may be decided by a material review board. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a material review board, RB, as an organization within a company, often a standing committee, that determines the resolution or disposition of items that have questionable quality or other attributes. Such boards consider the following goals and set up execution and monitoring processes to ensure the program is achieving these goals. Sustainability. This can include anything from supporting circular economy goals to ensuring recycling is being done at a high enough rate. Quality. Internally, this can include tracking rates of rework, amounts of scrap, and so on. Information on products returned by customers can be used for failure mode and effects analysis, FMEI, or provide other quality data. The disposition process should not be releasing items for resale that do not have sufficient quality. Financial. The organization minimizes the cost of reverse logistics and disposition. Supply. The disposition process needs to be efficient. Fast disposition processes can result in a much higher rate of resale if resellable items can be returned to forward sales or stocking points quickly. Some may need to be resold as used/refurbished. Returns should not be taking up warehouse space needed for forward flows. Supply chain partners should have processes to minimize administrative costs and delays of returns. Policies related to the disposition of returns can be made clear and easy to understand using a flowchart that includes decision points. Some common disposition costs need to be understood since they help shape disposition policy. Disposition flowchart. An organization must first assess and categorize returned items based on their condition and status. To do so, return products are first centralized in a single location. Then disposition, the process of determining the appropriate category for each returned item, takes place, as seen in Exhibit 5-35, with the products being shipped to the final destination by courier, less than truckload, LTL, or full truckload, TL. Exhibit 5-35, disposition of return products. Adapted from copyright reverse logistics process flow, Grieve Davis. Used with permission. The disposition of each item is an important decision, since about 80% of the value of the reverse logistics process depends on matching the product with the best disposition option. The exhibit shows options for how a returned item can be handled. Return to stock. For example, an unsold item still in its original package or a sold item that is unused. Return to manufacturer or producer. For example, refillable beverage and liquor bottles, packing crates. Liquidate. Sell to a secondary seller or market. Donate. For example, to a charitable organization as a tax write-off. Recycle. Dispose. For example, bury in landfill. Incinerate. Disposition directly impacts the level of sustainability that is achieved in the reverse supply chain, depending on whether reuse, recycle, recovery, or disposal is chosen. Seasonal goods could be warehoused until the same season next year or sold to a discount retailer. Goods sent in for repair are forwarded to a repair work center and are eventually sent back to the customer or are disposed of if the repair cost, if not covered by warranty, is not accepted or a replacement product is sent. Broken goods returned for a refund may be repaired, repackaged, and resold. Some goods are sent to a third party for refurbishment or remanufacture and are sent back to the customer or are resold after they have been returned to, like, new condition. Goods that cannot be resold, including recall items, may be disassembled and their components recycled or disposed of. Disposition costs. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines several costs related to the product disposition process. Return goods handling. The work a company puts into accepting return goods from its customers. Returns inventory costs. All of the costs associated with handling returned inventory. Returns processing cost. All of the costs associated with dealing with returned items after they have been received. These costs occur when returned items are repaired, discarded, or replaced. Return disposal costs. The costs that occur from discarding or recycling products that are returned because they have reached the end of their useful lives or are obsolete. These costs are commonplace in the consumer goods industry. Returns processing costs may include repackaging expenses. Returns inventory costs are often higher than normal carrying costs. In addition to needing special and less efficient return goods handling, products that are returned may no longer be regular inventory items. This occurs often for products with short life cycles, such as for fast fashion or seasonal products. The warehouse would need to designate a storage area for items that exist only in very small quantities, which would waste space.